This is the day, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Monday, January 12, 2026. The text comes from Psalm 118. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Just a few weeks ago, we celebrated the birth of our Savior. We joined angels, shepherds, and wise men to worship the Holy Child of Bethlehem. Our psalm speaks of the marvelous work of the Lord and a day made by the Lord when we will rejoice and be glad. Christmas Day certainly fits that description. But now, in this season of Epiphany, the psalmist actually turns our attention to a day still to come in Jesus' life and ministry. It is another marvelous day made by the Lord, the day of resurrection. The psalmist praises the Lord, who answered his prayers and became his salvation. The Lord became his salvation and ours through his humble birth, his life of love and compassion, and his rejection, betrayal, death, and resurrection. Jesus is the chosen and precious cornerstone of his church, yet he was rejected by those who wanted to build their own kingdoms, choosing their own authority over his. Like a broken stone tossed aside by builders, Jesus was rejected, condemned, and crucified. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, the psalmist recognized the truth behind those events. This is the Lord's doing. Jesus' body was taken down from the cross and sealed in a tomb of stone. But on the first Easter morning, the tomb was found open and empty. Jesus rose in triumph over death. The Son of God, the stone rejected by the builders, was exalted to become the cornerstone of his church. This too was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. When we try to build our own personal kingdoms, attempting to build our lives on useless, easily shaken foundations, God calls us to repentance. The Holy Spirit turns our hearts to trust in Jesus, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. Our sins are forgiven. By faith, we build our lives on Jesus, the precious living cornerstone. Now, we are celebrating the season of Epiphany, a time to remember that Jesus, the light of the world, has been revealed to the nations. But very soon, during Lent, we will follow Jesus as he takes up his cross. We will watch as the precious stone is rejected by the builders, crucified, raised, and exalted as our cornerstone. Although the day is still a few months away, soon enough, we will celebrate our Savior's resurrection. It is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We pray. Lord Jesus, you answer my prayers, and you have become my salvation. I rejoice in every day you have made, especially the day of your resurrection. Amen.